it's time to stretch. Stretch your body, stretch your mind. Go get that early morning beverage that you love that is soothing and comforting, because today we are talking about confidence. And you know what? You have already accomplished so much in your life. You are already a successful person. And there are things that you are really good at. Like, not just kind of good at, but there are things out there that you accomplish every single day that you are really, really good at. And what I want you to do is think together about what those things are. What are the things that you are good at, that you are successful in, areas in your life that you have won? Let's think about five things that we are really good at, really successful at, and we just knock it out of the park. Every time we see this thing coming, we know that we're going to get her done, right? I'm going to take just a minute. Think of a few things. Awesome. Okay, so now let's kind of kick it up a notch, right? Think of some things where the situation was just out of control, okay? It was out of control. It looked like it was just going to spiral down and end up in the garbage, but you knew something or learned something or did something that turned that situation around. It could be something as you know, complicated as Thanksgiving dinner was supposed to be at your aunt's house. Something happened and it could no longer be there. And guess what? You ended up the host and had to pull it out at the very last minute. Has that ever happened to you? It's never happened to me, thank goodness. But if it's happened to you and you've pulled it off, big thumbs up there. Has there been a mistake or something that was made at work and something you knew or something you figured out or something that you did turned that situation around? That's what I want you to think of right now. A few of those situations. See, you have enough in your arsenal that you can be confident about. But sometimes confidence is about managing your memories, which is a Tony Robbins phrase. He's all about managing your memories. See, when we want to make ourselves feel unconfident, or if we are unsure, what happens is we remember all the times when we didn't get it right. Now, I can guarantee you that in your life, you have had more successes than you've had failures. You get up in the morning, you get dressed in the morning, you feed everybody, or you feed yourself, you get to work, you produce income, or you stay at home and you take care of the kids, or you do the house, whatever it is that you do, every single day you have more success than you have failure. However, sometimes our brains like to push our failures to the forefront and we make ourselves feel as though we haven't accomplished anything. What have we really done? We're stuck in the house, or we're stuck in this job, and you know, here comes something that we can do to change that. And suddenly we don't have the confidence to walk up and talk to that person, or we don't have the confidence to get dressed and go out to that party where we can meet people. Here is the secret to confidence, the absolute secret. You might want to write this down. Confidence is actually created. You create confidence within yourself. If you believe that confidence in your core is only something you can have when you have experienced success in that area, you are selling yourself short. Because here's the trick with confidence. There are so many things that you've done in this life that you absolutely knocked it out of the park the very first time that you did it, that you don't need to have success in order to feel confident in certain areas of life, okay? So for example, if you bake or you're really good at cooking, you can be facing this recipe that you've never seen before, yet feel confident that you're going to be able to pull it off, because you know that if you are committed to something, you are going to figure out how to have success in it. And that gives you confidence. Don't have confidence confidence in the fact that it might be perfect. It may not be perfect. And here's the thing, even if you fail at it, you're going to learn something. And that is a success. Being able to look at something that you have failed at and ask yourselves, what can I learn from this? What can I carry on into the next situation that I've learned from this situation? Those are the right questions that you want to ask yourself. So you don't have to wait for confidence. You can create it inside yourself. Okay. I'm going to give you some tips. These are actually from Tony Robbins. He did a great tape called Creating Unstoppable Confidence. These are his three ways to create confidence. But of course, you know, I'm going to be flinging my two cents in there. So the first way that you can create confidence is actually by changing your physical body. And I know that this sounds really odd, but think of yourself when you are feeling really meek and very scared and very unconfident. What does your body do? Like I know that you probably stutter a lot and your voice gets softer and your shoulders kind of sink in. You're not really sure if you can do it. You almost want to curl up, right? Like you almost want to curl up in the fetal position and throw the covers over your head and not move because you know that you can't do it, right? Okay. Think of someone that you know, or reach into that memory file, and I want you to pull out a time when you were really confident and stand up right now, and I want you to walk around confident. You can think of your favorite superhero. You can think about Miss America when she just won and she is walking down that stage with confidence. You can pull, you know, go into your own memory bank and pull out a time that you accomplished something and it filled you with confidence. And if that doesn't work, I want you to think about yourself having a cape on, right? Like be super mom or be, you know, super businesswoman or whatever it is that it takes, super business person, or maybe you're super dad, whatever the case is, I want you to picture yourself being that person and walk around the room and feel the difference. You know, say yes, say I've got this as a confident person. Shout it out there, because the way that you will say it as a confident person is totally different than the way that you're going to say it when you're not feeling confident. Okay. Actually take a spin around the room like this and then sit back down and get comfortable, because it's early and we don't want to have to try so hard so early in the morning. The next thing that you can do is you can actually change your focus. And this is probably one of the most profound things that I have ever done. All right. I want you to think about something that you want to happen to you. If it's a raise, if it's more money, I'm not sure. Think about a goal that you have that you want to accomplish. It's January. A lot of people are thinking about weight loss, but that can really happen any time of the year. And I want you to hope that this is going to happen. Hope that your debt is paid off. Hope that the scale says what you want it to say. Hope that you are a better parent today than you were yesterday. Now, I want you to expect that these things are going to happen. Expect that scale to say the weight that you want. Expect that you are a better parent today than you were yesterday. It's an expectation. Expect that all of that debt is going to be paid off. Expect it. Don't hope for it, but expect it. What's the difference in your body between the two, when you're just hoping, oh, I really hope that this is going to happen, versus I expect that this is going to happen? What's the difference in the picture that you are seeing in your head between hope and expectation, right? See, feel the pleasure of that thing getting done and getting done with confidence. And it's going to change the way that you literally visualize what's going to happen to you. And it will change the questions in your head. Instead of, oh, I wonder what it's going to feel like to fail at this for the fourth time. I'm trying really hard. I may or may not make it. When you change what you are thinking in your head, when you move from hope to expectation, your question will now become, what's the best way to get this done? what's the best way to accomplish this and feel really good about it and even enjoy the process. Right now, one of the things that I'm doing at my age, I know I'm always the old student in the room, is I'm taking piano lessons, right? It's super hard. I question myself every week. What am I doing taking piano lessons? That's for 10-year-olds, not for people who are my age. What am I doing? But when I switch my mindset from I hope I get good to I expect to get good, then I can see everything that I want to accomplish through piano playing, which is really just two things. One is I want to be able to play worship music. You know, it's a goal of mine, play and sing. And the other one is I really have this expectation that there will come a Christmas when we can sing Christmas carols around the piano. And I want generations of my family to be able to remember that. So I need to expect that I'm going to get good, expect that I'm going to be able to play these Christmas carols. And in my head, I've got to get confidence in seeing my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren singing Christmas carols around the piano, because that is my idea of success in an area. Next, and this might be the easiest slash most difficult thing that you will do, is you really have to change your core beliefs about confidence, okay? So for example, if you believe that you have to have success in order to have confidence, you have fooled yourself. You do not need that. And you want to rewrite some of those core beliefs. You want to remember the times, just like we did at the beginning. Remember the things that you did well. Know that if you are committed to something, you will figure out how to get it done, and have confidence in your ability to be able to figure stuff out. It doesn't matter what obstacles are going to come. It doesn't matter what is going to try to stand in your way. You're going to figure it out because you're you and this is what you do, and you should have confidence in that. And if not, practice it. One of the most important things that you can do if you are feeling really unconfident, one of the things that they tell you about love, here's something that's a little off script, okay? If you're not feeling loved and you're not sure if the people around you love you or not, one of the easiest ways to experience love and to start getting love is to start putting love out there. Start loving on people, just unabashedly, you know, sending text messages, go meet for coffee, just start pouring out love on people, and people will turn around and start pouring love back on you because we can't help it, right? So one of the things that you can do is start studying and knowing what causes other people to feel a lack of confidence. You know, get the focus off of yourself and your own unconfidence and start analyzing other people. What makes your significant other feel unconfident? What makes your kids or your nieces or nephews or other kids that may be in your life feel unconfident? What makes your coworkers feel unconfident? Figure that out and start pouring confidence into them. Figure out words that you can say or things that you can do that help them to feel more confident. And when you do that, that confidence is going to suddenly become part of who you are because you are pouring it out there. So those are the things that I want you to practice today. Today we are creating confidence, and we're going to create confidence in ourselves, and we're going to start creating confidence in other people. So take those things in your mind and in your body and go make it a great day.